mentioned yesterday that the Sikha Shabbos Parshas Yisrael, Tav Shimon Beis, the Rebbe said that there are three tkufas, three time periods in connection to the Hizgalus of Mashiach. And the three time periods are Yud Shvat, Tav Shin Yud. The second time period is Yud Aleph Shvat, Tav Shin Yud Aleph. And the third time period is Chof Dei Shvat, Tav Shin Mem Ches. And perhaps this says more almost than anything else that's been said about Chof Dei Shvat, that the Rebbe equates Chof Dei Shvat and puts it in the same caliber as Yud Shvat and Yud Aleph Shvat. What is Yud Shvat? The Rebbe says that on the day of Yud Shvat, Tav Shin Yud, that's the day that the Friedrich Rebbe completed the Aveda of the Der HaShishi and prepared the world for Mashiach. And the Rebbe explains, it's not only the Der HaShishi. When the Friedrich Rebbe on the day of Yud Shvat, that's the day that all the Aveda of all the generations of from the beginning of time, finally the world came to a point where all the Aveda was completed and the world is ready for Mashiach. So Yud Shvat is a day that's the day that the whole world has been waiting for. But that's only stage one. And because it's the day that the world became ready for Hizgalus of Mashiach, only ready, therefore it's connected to the number 10. And the Rebbe explains how Yud Shvat is the 10th day in Shvat, and the year was Tav Shin Yud, again the 10th year. And the Rebbe explained that the Friedrich Rebbe's names both start with the Yud, Yosef, and the name Yitzchak. And we also know how the Friedrich Rebbe alluded to this, that a year before the Histalkus, he changed something in his signature. We know how everything a Rebbe does is very significant, but especially the signature. Signature of any person, especially the signature of a Rebbe, is something where the Rebbe puts his authority down in that signature. In fact, there's a lashon we say in davening, the Yad Kol Adam Chesem Boi. So there's a Chassidish interpretation that the whole Adam, the entire person, is expressed in his signature. And I think many people remember there were times where the Rebbe gave people Tanyas or Svarim and he put a signature on it. The signature is the essence of the Rebbe coming down in writing. And here, the Friedrich Rebbe made a change in his signature, and the change was that instead of writing a regular Yud, he made the Yud as it's written in the Sefer Torah. In other words, emphasizing the Yud and alluding to Yud Shvat, Tav Shin Yud, because on that day, the world came to its completion. What's Yud Aleph Shvat? The Rebbe says that the number 11 represents something which is higher than creation, higher than the world that we know. Yud Aleph represents Geula and Mashiach. So on the 11th day, that's when the light of Mashiach began to come down into the world and penetrate the world. So that's why it's all connected to Yud Aleph. The day is Yud Aleph Shvat. The year was also Tav Shin Yud Aleph, because that's when the Rebbe accepted Messias a year later. And the Rebbe also adds that the birth of this Inyan started Yud Aleph Nisan. And the month itself is Chodesh Yud Aleph, which is Shvat. So that's because on Yud Aleph Shvat, which is the seventh generation, that's when the Ur of Mashiach finally penetrated into the world, and that's the new Tkufa. Then the Rebbe said there's a third Tkufa, and that starts with Chof Beis Shvat, Tav Shin Mem Ches. And this is the last and final Tkufa of the world being transformed to Mashiach. And the Rebbe goes into the Sikha at length, what's the difference between Chof Beis and Yud Aleph? Chof Beis is twice Yud Aleph. The Rebbe asks the question, how come that the third and final event, which brings Geula for the whole world and for all generations, is Dafka a woman, the daughter of the Friedrich Rebbe? The Rebbe doesn't say the wife of the Rebbe, but he says the daughter of the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Rebbe answers that being that it says, Eschus Noshim Tzidkoni is Nigla Vesenim Mitzrayim, and the same thing now, that's why the third and final stage of Geula is dafka through the Rebbetzin, and it was initiated through Chav Beis Shvat. Now, the question that comes to mind is, when the Rebbe says something like that, that's all we need. For us, it's enough, even if we wouldn't see anything. But nevertheless, the Rebbe always tells us to try to understand things in Chachma, Bina, and Das. And we ask ourselves, where could we say, and where could we see, Yud Shvat, we saw what happened. Was there Stalkas of the Friedrich Rebbe? Yud Aleph Shvat, we saw what happened regarding Geula. This is the day the Rebbe became Nasi. What did we see Chav Beis Shvat? Like, what changed Chav Beis Shvat? But the truth is that we look at the things and the events that occurred after Chav Beis Shvat, we actually see that's when unprecedented things began to happen. And as I never said, this is the third and final stage. First of all, as far as the Rebbe's Sichas, it was only a few weeks after Chav Beis Shvat. It was Beis Nissen, which is approximately 6 weeks after Chav Beis Shvat. And that's when the Rebbe said the famous Sicha, that now the time has come that we have to announce the Machriz Yechi HaMelech. And by doing that, we're going to bring Kito Viranu Sheikh Niopa. This announcement is going to initiate Tchiyas HaMeisim. We never heard the Rebbe say before, what can we do to bring Tchiyas HaMeisim? The first time the Rebbe said such words. And the Rebbe said, of course, that this is accepting the Malchus of the Melech, and this brings Mashiach, and so on and so forth. All this began Chav Beis Shvat. A year and a half later, not so long, Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Nun, that's the year that the Berlin Wall fell, and that's when all the changes in the communist country began to escalate, the doors opened up, Yidden were able to keep Torah mitzvahs, it started to change. I think everyone understands that if it changed by Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Nun, the changes had to be going on internally a little bit before that, which is really after Chav Beis Shvat. And then finally, communism collapsed completely, and as we know, it's a whole different world today. The Rebbe said clearly, these are Arenu Niflois of Mashiach. At the end of Tov Shin Nun, which was 2 years later, that's when Iraq attacked and conquered or invaded Kuwait. And the Rebbe said clearly, it was Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. That's what the Rebbe quoted for the first time, the Yalkut Shemayni, and said, don't worry about what's going on. You should know what this means is, Higiyas Mangulascha. And when this is going to happen, this is the year that Mashiach is going to be revealed. So again, unprecedented language, unprecedented words. And as the year went on, we know the Rebbe started to speak more and more openly, until the Rebbe finally said that Mashiach has already become Nizgala, and we're in a new Tkufa now. Of course, people didn't understand. If Mashiach was Nizgala, then what are we doing here with all the problems we have? But on the other hand, it's a very simple thing. If you look into the way it was in Mitzrayim, and so many Mefarshim on Chumash say this, that in Mitzrayim there were two stages. One stage was when Mashiach was Nizgala, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came and he identified himself as the Redeemer, but that wasn't yet redemption. He was just identified. We know once the Redeemer is Nizgala, then the redemption is around the corner. But when he first came, there were still slaves, and they were still working hard, and there were still people who didn't believe. Everything was going on. And they went out of Mitzrayim only a year and a half later. In fact, there was a time period in the middle where he disappeared altogether. Nobody knew where he was for 6 months. So one stage is the Hizgalus of the Redeemer, and the second stage is the actual redemption. So the fact that the Rebbe told us that Mashiach is already Nizgala, and in every generation there's a person, and in our generation this is the Rebbe and the Siddur Reinu. Such language is unprecedented language,